BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah, Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse, clocking in. It is a Tuesday inside the madhouse. It's cold as hell outside, mama. 27 degrees out there right now, boy. Woo! Woo! Boy, that's something. That do something to your spirit, your mind, and your body. That cold weather. I got out the car, came upstairs. I left something in the car. It's still in the car because I ain't going back down there. I'm not going back down out there in that cold. It's something out there. Jack Frost, somebody. It's like a mean spirit, like the Grudge, the Ring, or something out there. The Bird Box. I'm not going back out there in that cold. It's just too cold. 27 degrees right now. Today's high is only going to top out near 41. The good news is it's nothing but sunshine in the forecast all the way until this weekend. But the temperature ain't going above 50 until like late on in the week. Whew. Cold out there. In the madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, dude?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Good. I don't know how them Eskimos do it. It's too cold outside.
Oh, my goodness. It is freezing
outside.
It's
so cold, it make you mad. Like, just be mad at everything.
I went skiing. I went to a ski trip over the weekend.
Yeah.
And we were supposed to go skiing on Saturday or Sunday. Sunday. We were supposed to go skiing on Sunday. And we couldn't go because it wasn't cold enough to make this to snow. And the machine that makes the snow was broken. Mm. So we couldn't even go skiing. And then when we left yesterday morning, guess what happened?
It's snow.
It's cold. Yeah. Snow.
It was snowing. Mm. I was like, dang.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. We still had a good time. So.
Black people don't ski.
Black people don't ski.
One black skier. We done broke every racial and sports barrier ever.
Let me tell you this.
I don't know one black skier nowhere.
Let me tell you this. I was with hundreds of black folks this weekend who have been up there for that every year for 14 years, and they ski, and they were looking forward to going skiing this weekend.
How many of you seen ski this weekend?
I just said we couldn't ski, Larry, because there was no snow.
Don't ski. Y'all just go up there and put them coats on.
You got to put your listening ears on
and
this
put them
morning,
glasses
Larry.
On, and y'all go up there and fake like y'all going to ski. All y'all do up there in them cabins all weekend is party and hunch. All right, I'll show in the madhouse.
And hunch?
I'll show in the madhouse with me this morning.
He goes to a teen ski weekend. They're hunching.
Yeah. I'll show in the madhouse with me this morning, man. Y'all see what's up to Community Burpee.
I say good morning.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's too cold for it.
But we inside.
Yeah, I'm still cold.
Good morning.
My blood cold. Go who else?
Good morning.
And who else?
Good morning.
And who else?
Good morning.
All right, welcome to the madhouse.
Yeah. All right. Okay, yeah. Okay. Right. Larry.
Dr. Martin Luther King said, the hell with the cold weather.
Dr. Martin Luther King said, if you want a snack, you can get one cause you black. It's the Martin Luther King Parade. Frito-Lay.
I hate him. Thank you.
I want my 40%.
Excuse me. What the hell does Frito-Lay have to do with Martin Luther King?
Because they was in the MLK parade. And every time they come,
let me tell you,
they give out snacks. Chester the Cheetah comes out and he gives out snacks to the whole parade.
Jessica, it was probably the funniest thing.
It was I give Burpee this.
Is this a song that you made up, Burpee?
Yes. At the parade.
Okay. At the parade.
And he had all them old people out there.
I hope they were not singing that song.
Oh, they was definitely singing.
Oh, they damn sure was singing.
They was definitely singing.
The Frito-Lay.
Oh, no.
They about to buy.
Okay, so I was about to say, if the Frito-Lay people were singing that song.
But a woman did record it.
As they were driving down, they are not allowed to be in a parade.
A woman did record it, and she said, my boss is the general manager over the market, and I'm going to send it to him. And I promise you, as soon as I finished singing, the back of the truck, I didn't know the whole, the back back of the truck was going to open. So the back of the truck opened. And I said to the people, the doors of the truck are now open.
I love this, that part of the brand.
The general manager is listening this morning.
Oh, they loved it.
Let me tell you something. Don't you do that. Don't you add that song to that.
I'll sing it again. Birdman, hit it again.
Oh, if you want a snack, you can get one cause you black.
Don't do it. Don't.
It's the Martin Luther King Parade. Frito-Lay.
Don't you do that, general manager.
Today's inspirational power word of the morning is being brought to you by Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. God has
come to take my people back.
Come to take my people back. Oh,
come to take my people back. Come to take my people back.
Say
it
again.
Come to take my people back.
Don't take me.
Ooh, death can't keep me in the ground.
Don't cannot keep me in the ground.
My people back.
You see, I am like Jesus. They put me down now and
again.
In 3 days, back. I will rise again.
Come on back, Larry.
I will come back.
No, don't come back. You know why? Don't you take my people back.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
So we not going to talk about that song?
No.
We
not.
Damn, fall, can't keep
4 minutes
me.
After 6 o'clock, No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Coming up, we got your Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD. Lil Baby is woke.
It was not safe. Don't take him back.
High today is going to be right near 41. 27 degrees right now.
Over there.
Talk. Power 98.
Talk.
Been over, then I'm working.
Another Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse. High today in Queen City is going to be right near 41. And of course, right about now, it's 27 degrees outside. Don't even want to talk. It's so cold outside. Listen, it is really that cold. It is below freezing. Freezing is 32 degrees, but it's 27. That's below freezing, boss.
Are you okay, man?
No, I'm not okay. It's cold out. It's super cold out there. I almost cussed everybody out this morning. All right, y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse. It's time for the hashtag, MHQOTG, Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about. Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
All right. You already know what time it is inside the Madhouse. Madhouse question of the day.
All right. After that wonderful gospel song this morning, we would like to know, what is your ultimate, the ultimate gospel song? Like, what's your ultimate you go to it? That is my, that is my ish.
No, I've been changed. The angels. Sign my name.
I know.
What?
Hello.
That vibe right there, baby. When LaShawn Pace come on and she dropped that look. No, I've been changed. That's when gospel was gospel. That's when gospel was gospel. That's when your mama and daddy was still together, and your daddy put that on, and everything in the house was smooth again.
That's what you say is the ultimate.
When you drop
mine
that,
is a classic.
When you drop that right there, that LaShawn Pace.
Mine is a classic. One you don't need no music for. You just stomp your feet.
That's LaShawn Pace too. She like
and
that
clap.
Too.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation. Black people don't never know the second verse of that
song.
Yeah,
I don't. I didn't know it was heir of salvation.
H E I R.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's H E
I. That's how we sing it at church.
They forget that part, and then they go straight to "This is my story.
This is my song, praising my Savior."
What is your song, Mr.
Lord Jesus? Please, what is your song?
What is your song?
Melodies from Heaven.
Oh, he's sung this at a parade,
you know,
too.
Because they got, you know, the breakdown part is serious. Rain.
Oh, yeah, that's the tenors right there.
Rain.
What church was that came by?
I don't know what church that was, but Burpee had everybody in the parade singing this song.
Yes, that's the thing.
He broke it down with the tenors. I passed collection plate. I got about 45.
I have two. Total Praise. Total Praise is the ultimate. I love Total Praise.
Richard Smallwood.
Yes, love Total Praise. So we want to know, what is the ultimate gospel song? Let us know at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail and actually sing a little bit of it for us. 704-227-8780.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
These folks got to hit his No cap.
6:21 here in the Queen City, 25 degrees outside. It is cold. It's time for your first and nosy neighbor news quickie of the day. After the success of their first two albums, Offset says the Domingos' upcoming Culture 3 album is going to close out the series. He says they hope that they can continue their success with the release of the third chapter. No exact release date is known just yet, but it will be sometime this year. So they're going to close that whole chapter out. Culture 3 is going to be the last one. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news quickie.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie. Back to the music for you. Tory Lanez, T-Pain. It's Jerry Sprunger here on Charlotte's Plug Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. Yes, Tory Lanez, T-Pain, Jerry Sprunger, 26 degrees here in Charlotte, America. Today's high is 41. It's going to be a cold one. And, of course, you got to hit the hashtag, MHQOTD. Madhouse question of the day, which is what today, Miss Justin?
We are talking about gospel songs after our amazing selection this morning. We want to know, what is the ultimate gospel song? You are like, that is my ish.
What is it? A gospel song?
You don't say that to gospel.
You don't?
No.
No, I ain't gonna say that.
No. Okay. Not my Jesus. Y'all not gonna do my Jesus like that.
Well, what song is it?
Well, I would say I already told you about LaShawn Pace. I know I've been changed. My second one is that Dedrick Haddon, though. God still hears a sinner's prayer. God still hears a sinner's prayer. It's that big thing. I said it's that big thing. I ain't gonna say that's my. But yeah, I said that big
thing. Not in the children's choir.
At all.
What?
Mine was Blessed Assurance.
I used to sing a long time ago.
And Total Praise.
Okay. What's yours, Jessica?
I'm going with Total Praise is gonna be absolutely number one.
It's gotta be.
Number one. But second behind that is Melodies from Heaven for me. I love that.
I take it back. Take Total Praise off. Order My Steps.
Not the Bone Thugs version.
No. That's the one I like.
That one hit hard because I'm a thug on the inside.
Yeah.
But
that one with Bone was a classic.
I'm talking about Yolanda.
Well, she's on the one with Bone.
The original one, Larry.
Oh, I ain't heard that.
Jesus.
I just heard the one.
Where you think the song came from?
And I don't know.
Think that Bone Thugs and Harmony made Order My Steps?
When Yolanda Adams, I thought it was dope. It was pretty dope. Yeah,
I thought that was the original song.
Yep. You know what? Other song I like though. I like Yolanda Adams. The Battle Is Not Yours.
Oh, that's a good one too, man.
She go hard on that one.
That is a good one. Oh, it's so many.
All right, man. Tap in on our Instagram page. I Am No Limit Laird.
And with me at Hey Miss Jessica.
And at I Am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word.
Or you can leave it on the show page at NLLMMH. And, of course, you can always tap in on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. On the way, we got your Madhouse Classic Throwback, and I got them trendy topics for you.
No Limit Larry!
Trending topic Tuesday, man. Let's dive right into it. We're going to go up to Maryland. Shout out to former gymnast Dominique Dawes. She's opening up her own gymnastics school up in Maryland, and they already got people ready to sign up right now. Shout out to Dominique Dawes for doing that, man. And you know, starting her own school and doing the real big for gymnasts everywhere. So shout out to them. Barbie, your girl's in the gymnastics?
Yes, my oldest daughter is.
Yeah.
Her favorite is Simone Biles, of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, she probably wouldn't know Dominique Dawes.
Right, no. Not
unless they go through the history of gymnastics.
Unless they go up to Maryland.
Yeah, but
do gymnastics.
But shout out to her, though. That's really big. Also, trending this morning, they had everybody has been talking about this gun rally that they had in Virginia on yesterday. You know, they're talking about taking away the Second Amendment right to bear arms. So, gun protesters everywhere had a gun rally yesterday on MLK holiday in Virginia. But people talking about the protests are saying that the protest was peaceful and that they even went out and picked up trash during the protests. Thank you, gun protesters.
Don't you think that's a little inappropriate to have a gun rally on Martin Luther King Day?
I do, but hey, it's your First Amendment or whatever amendment it is for the right to protest and gather in assembly. You can do it. So hey, it's America, Jack. That's all I can tell you. It's America, Jack. Also trending this morning.
Did you say Jack?
Yeah, it's America, Jack. I was watching Coming to America the other day. This is America, Jack. You remember Jack?
Yeah, I do.
Now I've been watching Coming to America. All right. Also, man, everybody is talking about 50 Cent and these leaked Power episodes. They're saying that some social media user leaked some Power episodes, and it revealed the killer of ghosts. Did y'all see the leaked episodes?
I saw a part of it.
Oh,
I was so overpowered.
You saw it too?
Yeah. I saw both of the because they're just little snippets of who they're saying killed ghosts. But when I saw them, I was like, for 50, ain't no telling what these are. These could be dream sequences, mm-hmm. whatever. I didn't believe that they were. Because I saw one of them first.
Mm-hmm.
And then 50 posted a different one.
Yeah.
So I was like,
weak-ass TV show death.
I'm waiting to see what the episode is.
Okay.
On the internet, you can find anything.
Yeah. I'm patiently waiting. I ain't trying to rush it.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to rush it. And last but not least, I hope Beasley Broadcasting is listening and take note like Delta Airlines did. Shout out to Delta Airlines. Last week, you know, hashtag Larry Mad, I was mad at Delta Airlines for dropping that jet fuel on those kids at elementary school. Well, I guess they're trying to get some good press now because Delta Airlines revealed late last night that they're sharing their $1.6 billion profit with their 90,000 employees, which is going to break down to 16.6% of your annual salary if you're an employee at Delta, or it's a 2-month pay bonus.
Mm.
Whoa! All right, Delta. All right. I guess they trying to make up. But Delta, y'all gonna need that $1.6 billion to pay for some of these lawsuits for dropping that jet fuel on them kids at their elementary school. That's all I got in trending this morning.
Don't live it, live it.
Shine Time Management, the White House, and Power 98 presents $2 Friday. Oh, for sure.
Pod88WPG, Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right there, 41, 26 degrees is your temperature going out the door right now, boys. Cold outside. Coming up, you know what's up next inside the Madhouse. We're going to let y'all shine. That'll drop by 7:08. Right after that, we got your Nose and Neighbor News right around 7:24. And then at 7:40. The hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Mad. And this morning, man, you can't live out your dream. That's all. That's the Larry Mad today is you got to know when to let the dream go. In honor of Dr. Martin Luther King, you got to know when to let the dream go.
Let it go.
You got to know when to let it go, Purple. You got to know because, listen, some of y'all parents out there still trying to live your dream out. It ain't that for you no more. Let it go. Hashtag Larry Mad dropping right around 7:40. We're going to let y'all shine coming up next.
This is WPEG Concord Charlotte.
Pod88WPG, Charlotte's Plug for New Year, Bob and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 7:05, 5 minutes out to 7 o'clock. Y'all know what time it is. It's time we let y'all shine. You want to shout somebody out, salute to somebody that's doing good in their life, leveling up. Your homegirl got a new promotion at work. Your homeboy doing his thing, starting his own business. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy! Goes down. Listen, I'm going to start shine off this morning, man. Just want to salute to everybody out there doing good work in the community. Salute to my man, to my girl Deb, my girl Leandra, and my man Big Murph, and everybody who participates in Block Love Charlotte each and every Sunday. It goes down on what they call a block, which is right in front of the Howard Marshall Building, 610 North Tryon Street, each and every Sunday. Start about 8:30 in the morning, go to about 11 or 12, and just go out there and service the homeless community. Shout out to all y'all, man. I'm going to let y'all shine this morning, big dog, big lady.
Shine on me. 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 Shine on me.
I'd like to shout out to YMCA from the MLK Prayer Breakfast. And I want to shout out to homie Chuck T, man.
Chuck T got it in yesterday.
Yeah, he did a big thing over at the X Spectrum with the Hornets, man. So shout out to everybody who came out to that.
Shine on me.
Shine on me.
Shine on me.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting the light shine on?
Good morning. This is Keisha. So let the light shine on my husband, Casey, being the best person in the world. Happy Tuesday.
You better let that husband shine, girl.
Let your husband shine, baby. Let him shine. All right, coming up inside the Madhouse, y'all know what it is. We got your Nose in the Neighbor News, and we got your Nose in the Neighbor News. Quickie, Charlotte's Plug is Pot Out Here.
Wake up every weekday morning till 10 a.m. with No Limit Left in the Morning Madhouse.
No, man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
7:16 here in the Queen City. Coming up, I've got your Nosy Neighbor News. Ah, the baby. More trouble on his hands, but he's explaining the situation, got details about that. How did Bad Boys for Life do over the weekend? I got the numbers for you. And Wiz Khalifa is doing something special for his fans. What is he doing?
You're going to send him a package in the mail, package of that, ooh, wee, that weed, baby.
Wiz Khalifa, what is Wiz Khalifa doing?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. He's high.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. I just told you that he's going to do something.
I know. It's something from the house because he's high, sitting down.
Okay. All right. Find out what Wiz Khalifa is doing coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
That is on the way, along with some tickets coming your way right after this Playing Games remix. Is Summer Walker and Bryson Tiller here on Power 98.
Flip, buddy.
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Tuesday, January 21st. Video of the baby confronting a hotel employee dropped over the weekend. In the video, you see the rapper following the man and pushing him into a chair. No video of what happened before that incident has been released, but the baby hopped on Instagram to explain everything. He says the employee asked him for a video while he was holding his 2-year-old daughter. The baby said no and explained that that was a safety precaution for his daughter, but the man still proceeded to record him and attempted to post it. Now, when the baby realized that that's what's going on, he confronted the man and told him to delete the video. If you want to see everything that the baby has to say, I have it up for you on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Bad Boys for Life had a great opening weekend. The movie starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence made $73.4 million over the 3-day weekend and has become Sony's biggest R-rated movie opening ever. Plus, it's the movie's industry's second highest opening in the month of January. The film was projected to only bring in $38 million during its opening weekend. That's what the studio says. So congratulations to them. Wiz Khalifa is doing something dope for his fans. Beginning today, you're going to be able to purchase sneakers from the rapper's personal collection. It's called The Clothes Off My Back. It's a campaign. It's going to be available on his Wiz Vault, and it includes Steph Curry's game-worn Dark Matter Under Armour Curry Ones from his first NBA All-Star game back in 2015. It also has a custom pair of Taylor Gang Air Jordan Retro 4s, and there are about 16 additional pairs of sneakers that have yet to be revealed, plus some clothes straight off of Wiz's back. Proceeds from the sales will go to the nonprofit charity Little Kids Rock. There's a petition going around calling for Wendy Williams to be fired and banned from daytime television following her comments about Joaquin Phoenix's cleft lip. Someone says, I am totally disgusted that she thinks that it is okay to ridicule and make a joke out of something that is completely out of our control. That's the person that created the petition. Wendy has apologized for her comments, but that is not stopping people from wanting her off of daytime television. The petition has already been signed by thousands of people. Happy birthday to Jam Master Jay and Ming Lee Simmons. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica, Jessica.
Neighborhood. Power 98.
Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Wiz Khalifa. What did she say about Wiz? 570 WPEG. First call.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Do correct answer. You're going to see Tyler Perry this weekend, baby. Charlotte's plug is Pod 98.
No limit, limit.
At AT&T, we believe that access.
With the I'm hot. Oh, you asking for pictures with? What's your name? Got the spot. Trying to figure which deal I'ma take. I woke up a couple mil on my.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Hit the hashtags. You already know what the business is, man. Hit the hashtag, hashtag MHQOTD. Madhouse question of the day. Today we're talking about what, Miss Jessica?
We want to know, what is your ultimate, the ultimate gospel song? Let us know.
Mine is LaShawn Pace. I know I've been changed. The angels in heaven done signed my name.
You better
name.
Sing, Larry.
That's my one right there.
You better sing, boy.
Hey, every time I come on, boy, give me tears.
I'm
going to
do it one more time. How it go?
The angels and she ain't even got a beat behind it. It's just like they stumble, right?
Hey, that boy be singing. Oh, that boy be singing
look,
that song.
You look, like I can't say. You look, I can't say. What's yours?
Mine?
Yeah.
Mine is Blessed Assurance. And I said a few, but this is it right here.
How I go?
Let me touch you to see if you are real.
Brevin, you've changed your song three times.
The one has been constant. Blessed Assurance has been constant.
Well, how does Blessed Assurance
Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress.
Fortress. Oh, what a fortress.
Foretaste of glory.
I don't know, so I, yeah.
Era of salvation.
What you got, Jeff? Era of salvation.
That's me, bro, saying arrow.
What you got, Jeff?
Total praise. Total praise. I lift my hands in total praise. To you, amen, amen, amen,
amen,
amen.
And you can tap in on it. How do we tap in on the question? How do we tap in on the question?
Oh.
Hey, Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
All right.
But you got to sing it.
Y'all know what time it is inside the madhouse. It's time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with some Mona's.
Hashtag Larry Mad. Listen, we're going to get right into it. I am mad at Barry Lee Jones. Barry Lee Jones is his name, baby. Barry Lee Jones. Over the weekend, it was a wrestling match that went down, a high school wrestling match. Barry Lee Jones' son wrestles for Hickory Ridge High School. His son was in a wrestling match. His son was about to get the SmackDown put on him. Yeah. Oh, but oh no. Oh, Barry Lee done act like this a damn tag team match. He done acted like this a damn tag team match and somebody tagged him in. Barry Lee comes off the bench. He done jumped off the bench like he used to be a wrestler. He living out his old wrestling days. He done jumped in the ring with his son, on the mat with his son, and tackled the other boy that his son was wrestling. Barry Lee Jones, your son was about to get the SmackDown. You got, listen, your wrestling days is over. Your football days is over. You can't go out there. And this damn show ain't no tag team match. Didn't nobody tag you in, Barry Lee Jones? Go jump in there with them high school boys. Barry Lee done tackle the other boy. And then as soon as he tackled the other boy, somebody tackled him. I don't know if it was the boy's daddy or just somebody that was at the school watching the wrestling match, but they was like, nah, Barry Lee, we ain't playing them type of games. Barry Lee done had a flashback to when he was wrestling, and he think he the damn WWE champion. No, sir, Barry Lee. Sit down and watch the match like the other parents in there. If your son can't wrestle, then get him off the team.
This is true.
Come on, Barry Lee.
He slammed his son, though. The other boy slammed Barry Lee's son. He picked his son up and said, oh,
Barry Lee couldn't take it. He couldn't take it, baby. He was like, you ain't gonna do my boy like that. Not in front of me. Not in front of me, partner.
He ain't Cabarrus County. I know he said, not my son.
And he probably spit some tobacco while he was saying it. Not my son, boy.
While he was running out
there. The news went by Barry Lee's house. The news went by Barry Lee's house and knocked on his door for a comment, but it did not. He did not open the door. He was charged with simple assault, as he should have been. Don't parents, don't be out there reliving.
Not my time.
Reliving your glory days. It's over for you. Let the dream go.
Don't live it, live it.
Sometimes I had them thoughts. Sometimes I had them thoughts.
Good morning, everybody. Hello.
Sometimes I had them thoughts.
Public service announcement. I'm telling this to everybody out here in the world. Jessica. I love black women. They're the strongest women in the world. Love them to death. And I'm telling this to every man, black, white, other, whatever you are, date black. Get you a black woman. They upgrade your life. You know how I know, Larry? Because Prince Harry got him a black woman, and now he is a civilian. When have you ever met a man who wanted to give up all of his royalties because he got with a woman of color? All of his women, his girlfriends prior to her were white. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with him. There's nothing wrong with him. He had a very long relationship with Chelsea Davy, whatever her name was, but it did not last. As soon as he got with Meghan Markle, after he saw her on the show Suits, you know what song played in his head, Larry? As soon as he met her, he started singing to her, lift every voice and sing. Larry, they told me at the wedding, at his and Meghan Markle wedding, he threw up his fist. When they said, wow. will you have her to hold in sickness and in health? He said, I'm black and I'm proud. That's what they told me. He didn't say I do. That's what I heard that they were saying. His ex, Meghan Markle, turn this man's entire life around. He turned to his 100-year-old white grandma and said, I don't want to do this no more. You got to be in love powerfully to tell your 100-year-old white grandma, I can't do this. Date black. They will upgrade your life. It always happens. That's the PSA for the day.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
Hey, who the next best thing?
Hey. All right, we about to drop it. You get to be the music critic today. You get to let us know if we're going to keep it, we're going to sweep it. And what letter grade would y'all get a song? We about to do it right now. 570-WPEG, after you hear the song, make sure you tap in with us and let us do it. All right, the name of the song is Get It Together. Charlotte's Plug is about out here.
It's Mr. Excitement and Friends. Put the guns down. Get it together. Put the guns away. Put them up. Did you see what's going down? Down. We're all such a dumb spin. Down. We keep giving bullets. Fuck. Let's get it together now. Now we got to do better now. We do it. That's all I can tell them now. Let's do it together now. Yeah. See how many peace from here. There's not many G's. Not many G's. See, this is what happens when you start acting like we don't need. Yeah. Yeah. Let's get it together now. We all gotta do better now. We just that's all I can tell them now. Yeah, let's do it together now.
To the hood, from the green stove to the west side. Every hood, every good, good. How many more we gon' let die? Thumbs up, put the guns down. Time to switch up the energy. Ain't no way we can love each other when we see our brother as the enemy. See, power comes with our unity. If we stay divided, we'll never rise. Don't you realize you assassinate our future every time the bullets fly? Rest in peace to the kings and the queens that we lost to the violence. Let's take a moment of silence. Feel the pain, little silence.
Street with a bucket of chicken, life is precious. Hard to believe with the kinds neglected. The environment got your mind affected. Couple shootouts when they fighting reckless. Young girl hit that was not expected. Neighborhood moves cause another one going, man. We all fed up, no lies detected. Y'all, we gotta stop all the violence. Killing each other for nonsense. Media already say that we monsters. Animals that murder without a conscience.
Yeah, we animals.
More than a conqueror.
More than a conqueror.
And words. And words.
And words.
With the eye gun say that we monsters. Tony Stark's an Avenger.
Bad heavy music, man. We got hands, but you don't ever put them up. I don't understand, man, gotta help me out. How you a cheap, but you don't know what you're talking about. Stay woke, but the hood stays low. Not a lawyer, but you always in court. Think you a man, cause you out here with a pump. When you hit the yard, you ain't nothing but a pump. Jump, man, but you don't ever jump. Not here to tear you down, just here to pick you up. I just wanna help feed my people. Playing field ain't never been equal. Stop burning each other. Stop my sons getting buried by mothers. Come on, can't stop killing your brother. Come on, can't stop killing your brother.
Dropping, apparently no one sees it. Mothers crying and screaming, but yet no one believe it. A baby gone over senseless violence, what you mean? What I'm saying, man, they tolling choppers and slinging things. Run all night through the city, they screaming thug life. Quoting pot like scriptures, but what about my life? What about her life? Man, this ain't right. Jesus died on the cross just for my right.
The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
Power 98, WPG. Yeah, you the music critic. Call in. Let us know if we're going to keep it. We're going to sweep it. 570 WPEG and what letter grade y'all want to get us on? My head hurt. It's Power 98. No, little Larry, the morning madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. We call it the next big thing. And yes, Get It Together is the name of the song. Madhouse Nation, y'all tapped in. Here's what y'all had to say about the song. We're going to keep it. We're going to sweep it at what letter grade?
Yes. You don't want to keep that. You want to sweep that. You want to sweep it. Don't keep it. You want to sweep it. Sweep, sweep, sweep on. Don't keep it. That gives I'm going to be nice and give it a D plus. That doesn't make anything.
Good morning. How are you?
But, boo, what in the world was that?
No, 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 no. Not today, Larry. Not today. He gets the F because he's blonde.
Throw it away. Whatever, throw it in trash. Whatever trash it is.
F. Is it go past? Do you have a G or something like
that? No limits. You don't sweep that song. F.
Sweep it. I give it a C. It has a good concept, but you can't really hear what they're saying, but the female. And then it sounds like they're shooting in the background. So I'm like, I'm a little confused.
Sound like they shooting in the background.
I don't know if you heard that.
Good morning.
Hey man, listen, I get that joint an A plus plus, man. I get that joint an A plus plus because listen, they sound like all the rest of these little baby Futures out here, but they had a message. At first I was listening to it, I was like, another regular joint that sound like everybody else. But then I started listening to what they were saying, man, and they had a mess. So we're gonna talk all this. Keep the violence down in Charlotte and this, that, and the third. How about we listen to these boys instead of this promethazine and lean and everything else? That's just how I feel. I think I got the spirit of Pimp C in me right now. But them boys had something right there, and we need to support that. And that's all I had.
They need to sweep that. Tell them they need to stay out of the studio. F.
95% of the vote came in with a sweep. With an overall letter grade of a D minus on the Let's Get It Together song. That's what Madhouse Nation had to say. What the Madhouse got to say, find out up next. It's Pot 88.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. There it is right there. Let's Get It Together is the name of the song. That got sent into the next big thing. Madhouse Nation tapped in. They said 95% of them said, mm-mm, that ain't it. They said, sweep it with an overall letter grade of a D minus. Miss Jessica, what you thought about the song?
Okay, this one would be a sweep for me. The production was horrible on this one. Production was really, really bad. And when I actually could hear something on it, that's when I figured out that it was an inspirational message. So I give you, you know, the inspirational parts that I could hear, they were pretty good. So, you know, you, kudos for that. But you gotta go back to the lab with this one. And it sounds sort of dated to me. So I would give this one a sweep. I give it a D plus because of the inspiration behind it. But other than that, you got to take this one back and yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and sweep this because even though it was an inspirational song, it's scary as hell. The song sounds a tad bit scary. I didn't, like you said, Jess, I didn't understand it was something inspirational till the end, which was the best part of the song when the music stopped. The production, the music was overlapping the words. Like I really couldn't hear anything he was saying. It sounded like they recorded it on their phone and just put it out. So sweet, letter grade F. It was just a bad song.
The first thing you look for when you put out a song, you got to make sure that your production is tight. You got to make sure that it's in stereo and not mono. We are not living in a world where you put out songs in mono. The levels on the song should always match up. It shouldn't be one level all the way to the left and then your right channel on the bottom. I don't know who synchronized the song. I don't know who mixed it down. I don't know if y'all put a bounce effect on it and it didn't come out right, but it didn't come out right. So I heard the song. Somebody sent it to me on my Facebook and they was like, this need to be on. It's the Self-Destruction 2019-2020. The song self-destructed itself. So I'm definitely giving it an F because the first thing you should do is have your production tight. The song was in mono. In 2020, we got a song in mono. Now, the lyric content of the song was pretty high. So, for that, I would still give it a D, but it's definitely a sweep.
They said it's a self-destruction of 2019-2020?
I mean, I see where they was going with it. Because, you know, we really do need to put these guns down out here. We really do need music to tell these youngsters, man, you don't got to go out here and play with these guns. I mean, it's an all-time, our crime rate, our murder rate in Charlotte is at an all-time high with people playing with these guns. You know, the first four murders of the year all involve people under the age of 25, all black males. You got a 17-year-old just robbed and shot two people. So we do need a song like this, but this one ain't it. This one ain't it. How do we get on the next big thing?
You send us one clean production, very good song. send it on over to carolina.street@power98fm.com. That's carolina.street@power98fm.com.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side. South side. East side. West side.
This is my city.
The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And you're home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And morning.
Here on Power 98.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Yep, come on, 570 WPEG. We got them tickets for you to check out the Millennium Tour. Pretty Ricky, Lloyd, Soulja Boy, Yin Yang Twins, Sammy, Oh, Bow Wow, Ashanti, and Omarion. Going down March 27th at the Spectrum Center. Hey, caller number 9, you want to play Black Smart? You win, you got them tickets straight like that. Stay Wale, Jeremiah, we on chill. Charlotte's plug, it's Power 98. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart?
Hello.
Good morning. Who this here?
This is Alana right here.
What up, Alana right here? What's up with you?
What up, Bill?
This is Mr. Larry.
What's I'm good. Hello?
Who's that in the background? I'm talking about Mr. Larry again. Who is that?
That's your homegirl, Sade.
Hey, Sade.
That's Larry Hong. I mean, her whole girl shot.
I don't know. All right, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need that hood black card, all right?
All right, I got you.
What? Kick it off, Ms. Jessica.
I need you to tell me, how do black people describe shiny jewelry with diamonds? What word do they use?
Bling, bling.
Bling, bling.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Barbara, what you got for a bit, dog?
I need you to tell me one thing your parents say while whooping your ass.
It's gonna hurt me more than it's gonna hurt
you. It's gonna hurt absolutely me. Absolutely correct, Amanda. They lie.
And she answered them right. Quick, too.
So did.
You win.
Miss Lady Ma'am, guess what?
What's up?
She's so hood. I love it. You're going to see Bow Wow, Ashanti, Pretty Ricky, Lloyd, Soulja Boy, Yin Yang Twins, and Sammy at the Millennium Tour. Now tell everybody what station hooked you up with them tickets.
Power 98!
Power 98's Black Smart is brought to you by U.S. Auto. Better vehicles. Better financing. All... Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at you, folks. What
do
you
have to say? Y'all know how I do the Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD. You know how it goes down inside the Madhouse. What's the Madhouse question of the day, Ms. Jessica?
Today we're talking about gospel music. We want to know what is the gospel song. We want to hear from you. Head on over to our Instagram pages. I said Total Praise, and a couple of people agree with me. Jocelyn Elamine, LaToya Hall. Rashawn Haskell says Jesus Is Real by John P. King.
That's it.
Satasha McKinney said Encourage Yourself by Donald Lawrence. And then my girl Billie Jean Shaw is checking in. She said, I told the storm. That is
I like, told the storm.
Oh, yeah,
that's a good one.
To go.
Cheekbones 304 said, for every mountain, Kurt Carr singers, hallelujah. Sassy Ass Shay said, Greg O'Quinn, I told the storm.
Yes.
Somebody Pumpy said, Richard Smallwood, Center of My Joy.
Mm.
And Hustling Babe said, Hosanna, and Blessed and the Highly Favored. Okay.
Recent one, LLK said Spirit by Luther Barnes. And Brown Eyes Chambly said Leandria Johnson, Better Days.
Mm.
I haven't heard either one of them songs.
That what it do.
But I'm pretty sure they're good.
They tapped in on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Here's what they had to say.
Hey, because I am old school, I remember when gospel stayed on to 12 o'clock on 98 on Sunday. And my dad always played the Commodores, Jesus Is Love.
My go-to Christian song is, Oh, Happy Day, Oh, Happy Day.
You know at the black church, somebody gonna bust out with this one right here. I may not be able to tell the wind when to blow or the sunshine. sky.
My most powerful gospel song is No Greater Love. And this is Precious out of Sparkle City.
Hi, my name is Tammy Davis, and I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. And one of my favorite songs is Silver and Gold by Kirk Franklin. Silver and gold, silver and gold, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold.
Thanks to my big homie Black Ferocious and his lady Shay B, Big Baby, Marcus Haskins, he saved me. Marcus Haskins, he saved me.
There it is, man. Tap in on the Morning Madhouse question every morning right around 6:05.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
Coming up, we got a chance for you to go to the Step Show. You know it's the Greek versus Greek Step Show. Throwdown being brought to you by DTLR Friday, February 28th. We all the way in the building for it. We got them tickets on the way. Charlotte's Plug, Wale, Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.